hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving, otherwise known as...
The Douche.
The Deuce. Okay, so CJ in the studio with me. And we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, made up of Barry the Bugger. We got Bubble Hello. Boy. We got Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, the Aqua Gypsy Brittany, even Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba with us today. And a couple stories that we're going to cover in this hour entail a new effort to connect diving and your
Angus.
Mental. What was that? I said mental health, and Jerry the Diver Guy went right to the butt. What is it?
I couldn't let that pay. You had that pause, Greg. You went your, and then I just filled in the blank.
All you needed was an entry.
He's having a flashback. It's not his
evidently.
Fault.
Yeah, he was scarred in hour one. I think. I don't think
all I could say is
he wasn't expecting. He wasn't expecting his hairy friend to call into the show today. And that's understandable. But I think in hour one, if you go back and listen to our show, I think it's pretty clear the connection between diving and mental health.
And mucus.
What did he say?
Something about mucus.
Yes.
And mucus.
No. Those are very mucus, you know? Various elements of why... At least our crew are pretty much, legally insane. So trying to make that connection, it's actually a survey that Dan Europe is putting out there. And they're really trying to find out if diving does affect your mental health. I think it does.
So you're saying we'd be worse?
We would be dive? Very, I don't know if we're a fair representation of the kind of data that they're looking for. Like
it helps, but I think it's slightly temporary.
It's gonna affect the bell curve.
It's about 24 to 48 hours after.
Yeah. I mean, I think we need to avoid putting our crew into their survey is my point. Other way it's gonna skew the results. Because I think overall when you talk to divers, normal divers, I think it you know, the mental health of most divers, when you go down, it's a great way to kind of connect with nature and calm yourself, find your zen, you know, your special place, that kind of thing. And I think it kind of makes your mental health better.
Sure.
you don't sound convinced, Cock Johnson. What's up?
I am, but like I said, I think it's slightly temporary. I think you need to keep diving as much as possible.
Well, the more diving you do, the better mental health that you'll have. That I mean, they're right now they're just asking for people to participate in a survey about their mental health and how it relates to scuba diving, and then they'll compile this data, release it to the industry, and then we'll see if we're indeed insane.
Got to get down.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense, but I you know when I look at stuff like that and all the years of my diving experience, I think it's pretty clear. That, you know, after a day of diving, do I feel happier? Oh, hell yeah. That's right. I do. I mean, don't you,
yeah.
CJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Vinny, even you. Don't you feel better after a day of diving, after you wipe the mucus from your nostrils?
I'm usually pretty tired after. I enjoy the diving, but I'm usually worn out when I come back.
Okay. So. We won't survey Vinny. I was afraid of this was going
to
happen.
He went to the physical.
We're taking a very small sample of the diving public.
Well, mentally I'm fine. It's just that when I come back.
Let's not jump to conclusions so quickly, my friend.
Exhausted, happy.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
You are too. You come back from a dive, and I've got more pictures of you curled up in a little ball napping after a dive.
Why are you taking pictures? Why are you taking pictures of me?
Because I think it's funny. You just conk out like a little kid.
Okay. All right.
I bet he's got a whole scrapbook full.
Barry's bringing
up
of your dive buddies on these dive cruises have pictures of you sleeping.
Serial killer.
Yes. What about you, Jerry, the diver guy? Do you feel that diving makes you more mentally stable or, you know, more, you know, at one with the world in that sense or no?
It makes me happy, Greg. It just calms me down.
Happy like after a night out in the woods with a big hairy beast or
hanging out with you makes me mentally unstable.
Ah, well, we do have the tendency to bring that
point.
Those attributes out.
Fair
in people.
Enough.
Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, is here. I got to tell you, your backdrop of Vinny and the mermaid outfit there, Brittany, is really throwing me every time I look up for our YouTube feed. And
did you hear what he said?
Yes, he said it was breathtaking. He's wearing a hoodie.
Known as a gasp.
Did Vinny say it's breathtaking?
Breathtaking, I think, is what he said. It's breathtaking. Jeez. Anywho, Brittany, does scuba diving and mental health go hand in hand, or do you think they're barking up the wrong tree here, or what? What do you think? Yeah,
I think scuba diving is great for mental health. I think scuba radio is affecting my mental health.
Mission accomplished. Okay.
See. I'm not the only one.
All right. What about you, Bubble Boy? Yeah.
I do feel better afterwards. I think it's due to all the magnesium in the water. You absorb it in your skin and it makes you feel better.
Okay. All right. I don't even know if that's
a scientific explanation.
Yeah. Science.
Wow
us with science.
But did you just say magnesium gets in your body from
From the ocean. The ocean's full of it. Yeah. Whether you go to the beach or you go scuba diving.
What do you think comes out of your nose when you come up out of the water?
Glue. Yeah.
I've never contemplated it. I just know it's a bunch of shit.
He has a magnesium
jellyfish.
Yeah. Okay. Vinny.
Wow. So when I dive, I'm absorbing magnesium. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Kenny, please save us.
We're not joking,
Kenny,
here, right?
I'm pleading with you. Please save me from this nightmare.
Yeah, say something, Kenny.
What do you think?
On the spot.
Oh, that face
no
was perfect.
No pressure.
As long as it's not for work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, when you're...
The context of the dive matters quite a bit.
I see.
Right. So... if you're not doing a class and you have to watch everybody like the, watch them like a hawk, you're a dive instructor.
Loogies.
That's
not helping mental health.
Yeah, that can throw you a little bit. But that's really the type of
Kenny agrees dive buddy. With me with the Kenny is the same exact way as me when it comes to the mucus.
Yeah, he's a gagger.
That is kryptonite also.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's,
Bigfoot got to do with this?
Wait, I know another thing that affects my mental health when I'm diving.
Yeah?
Diving with all of you, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Not me.
Shots fired.
I'm okay.
What? Does that mean you have to be crazy to dive with us?
Yes, of course. Duh, have you not listened? Jeez. I'm the only one. I'm the only normal one of this entire crew. It has to be one of us.
Nixie's a genius.
I claim it. All right. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, books by Eric.com and Audible.com.